All right, it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision, and we've been waiting all week to say hi to Kelly Braverman. Hey there, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're great. You're just okay. I thought you'd be super happy.
She's tired, probably.
That too.
Well, if I could, you know, compartmentalize, like put things in a waffle squares, I'd be elated about the new building, but I am super worried about the COVID spike. So yeah. I think it evens out to I'm okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's talk about the new hospital. So everything is up and going and like you had hoped, correct?
Yes, it is. It's beyond our dreams. You know, I have told several colleagues that switching over to the new building was maybe the most amazing, memorable 36 hours of my professional career. We have a color code to say how things are moving, and green is the best. And we were able to flip to green consistently so quickly that we were able to basically stand down our incident command team sooner, almost a whole day sooner than we had planned. So all that pre-planning, all that proactive work really paid off for our patient move.
But also now that we've had all this good news, now we have to talk about the bad side, and that's COVID, because it's not getting any better at all.
Oh, it's really actually starting to worry, I think, healthcare leaders, self-included, in ways that it hadn't that first spike. It is it's hitting home pretty hard here in the West Central region, and reminds you that Arnett up in Lafayette, White in Monticello, and then us here in Frankfort. We over in 1 week's time, we've had a 21, almost 22% increase of positive cases. Our beds are almost all full. Frankfort, we've got a little wiggle room. I think we have one bed remaining to fill. We all have extremely high numbers of a percent of COVID positive cases in the hospital. With schools going back to e-learning, we've got several of our team members that have to be home with kids. And then we've got a handful of team members that are out either because of COVID or because of a loved one with COVID. So it is please take this seriously, everyone. It is really getting to a point where it's beyond concerning.
Yeah, and I know you also had also planned that you were going to have flu shots available this weekend at a flu clinic, and you're not going to be able to do either one of those, are you?
No, we're not, which is it's a double-edged sword. You know, we want to get out there and make sure people have those things, but that takes away from our staff and our team. And right now, we need them in the building. We need them helping our patients.
Is the majority of the people who are out for you, are they actually have COVID, or is it more the contact tracing? Because I've heard contact tracing takes a lot of people away that may not have anything.
Well, I think we're a little maybe lucky or different in a hospital that does this. We have our own ability to, you know, test. Mm-hmm. So ours is a lot of based on testing. So, yeah, if you have symptoms, I mean, even before COVID, if you had symptoms, we don't want you being in with the patients, right, of anything.
Right.
So any symptom by itself is reason enough to you know, we need you to be safe for yourself and our patients. So if there's a symptom, and the symptom is similar to something that we have in COVID, then, yeah, that's the smart thing to do, to stay home until we get that test back. If the test comes back negative and you still have symptoms, then we're still not letting you back because you still have symptoms. So at that point, we may even ask you, depending on what's going on, to have another test. But we really keep our patients at the forefront of all of our decisions.
We've been starting to hear about the antibody test. Are you familiar with that? And if so, what's your thoughts on the antibody test instead of maybe using the vaccine?
I don't know that I have an opinion on that so far right now. You know, there's a lot of much more intelligent people than I am about the pros and cons of both of those. I'm just really looking forward to you know, we're doing a lot of work here at IU Health to get prepared for the vaccine. You know, that vaccine has to be kept at a ridiculously cold temperature. I want to say at least, you know, 80 degrees below. And so that requires a lot of effort and a lot of coordination to get it here safely, store it safely, and then distribute it safely so that it is still an effective vaccine. So We're doing a lot of work on this end, but working with the State Department of Health for that storage and distribution plan. So, you know, we're prepared for when we get it.
So, but I take it that when the time comes that you get it, you're going to be a primary site for the distribution of that?
Well, I think there's still conversation about who will be in that first. I think the initial folks to receive it are those that will be considered patient-facing, the healthcare workers, the police and fire, and then I think also in that first category, they've talked about the vulnerable populations. And so then it's a matter of, you know, getting it to that group and then getting more vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
IU Health is you know, we're not going to, initially anyway, not going to require our team to get the vaccine, but we're going to strongly encourage it.
Well, and the other thing of it is what takes the time in this case is the fact you have to have two doses to make sure it's effective.
Is that the one with the Pfizer one? Yeah, I think I heard that too.
I mean, we've been told that, or we've been hearing the fact that it's going to take, you know, you have one dose and say like 3 months later or something, but just
like
roughly,
a booster.
Yeah, the booster, you have to have that as well.
Yeah. I think this is encouraging, but it's not a quick fix.
No.
You know, the supply is going to be limited just because the time to manufacture and distribute.
Yeah. So.
So I need everybody to please be vigilant with their masks. And I know the holidays are coming up, and you know, I'll just share personally, my family, it's sad and it's hard. But we're first year ever, we're not doing family Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, if I'm going to be sad about something, that's okay, because I would just be beside myself in grief if I gave something to my parents.
Well, my mother lives over in Illinois, and she called me last week and asked me if I was coming over. I told her no, and she asked why, and I told her why. And that wasn't acceptable for her. So that's anyway. I'm just.
Yeah. I think we'll have a lot of longer phone calls and maybe some Zoom time.
My mother wouldn't know how to do Zoom if she had for life to put it on. So.
Maybe you can get on Amazon and send her some I'm sorry presents.
Well, but anyway, I'm just saying that's what we're all facing right now. And we're hoping for some time around Christmas, but we can't hold our breath on that yet either.
Yeah, hope is not much of a plan, right? We gotta, I think this is that one disease in our lifetime. We actually can control it. We really can. If we follow the rules, we can feel in control. I can't control if I get cancer. You know, sometimes it just happens. But this, I can control, and that feels good to me that I have some play in this. I don't know. I think that's the lining, the silver lining in all of this. At least when I talk to my kids, I help them feel a little bit more like they can feel a little more in control.
I just wish the general public would feel that way, but evidently they don't care. So we'll just see.
You hate to say that, but
that's kind of the way it comes across.
Yeah, you know, I will share. I've gone to a local gas station and post office, and the employees all seem to get it. They're all wearing masks.
Yeah.
But the folks that walk in the door aren't.
Don't.
And that is, you know, really hard to see, because I'm trying to care about them by wearing my mask, and it does. Mm-hmm. You know, I would wish we'd show our Hoosier values and care about others.
Yeah.
I know we can. I've been on the side of the road when someone pulled over and asked me if I needed help with my car. I know we have these amazing Hoosier values. I think they're similar. We just, it's instead of helping you with your flat tire, it's wearing a mask to show you I care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the new hospital's fun.
Okay.
We want to go to a positive. I would share that, you know, it is amazing to me. We've been, you know, talking about this for 3.5 years. It's finally here, and it is kind of a chuckle to me that some people still don't know where it is. So I just want to make sure everyone knows it's right behind the old hospital.
Right.
Same address. We're right there. We have the police department has been so lovely. They're letting us borrow one of their police signs, so it says big letters that light up, says hospital entrance, so that people don't miss it. Especially in the dark.
Yeah.
But until that old building comes down, it's a little wonky. That's my professional word, wonky, to get in there. But we'll help you. Come around to the front. If you can't find parking, we will help you find parking. If you're worried that you're late for an appointment because you couldn't find out where you are, it's okay. We'll make it work.
Okay.
I don't want anyone to feel flustered or worried.
Okay. Anything else we need to add before I let you go?
Please wear your mask. please social distance. Please put your a hand sanitizer on.
Okay. Kelly, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. Hey, congratulations on the new hospital.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me today.
Not a problem.
Everyone, be safe.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Kelly Braverman with IU Health on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.